This is Jonathan Gonzalez with the Popo News at California State University, Northridge. Senate Bill 54, or SB 54 for short, is a state bill for the state of California that prevents law enforcement from sharing information with immigration enforcement unless the individual has a federal warrant out for them. It is because of this bill that California has been deemed a sanctuary state. Immigrants who have broken the law are only to be held on the grounds of the offense that they have committed, and law enforcement is not allowed to share any information that is not publicly accessible. So what does this mean for Californians? The view, much like our political parties, is split. On one hand, the bill will prevent undocumented criminals from being deported, but on the other hand, it is also protecting those who have had a minor brush with the law. The bill states that undocumented people who have committed a crime that is on the list of 31 offenses can still be transferred over to immigration authorities, but only if the offense is on the list. The list covers infractions such as DUI and burglary to more heinous crimes such as child and sexual abuse. The list of offenses is extensive in the sense that it encompasses much of the crimes that are punishable by jail time, but it protects those who are stopped on the street for a variety of reasons. It is not unfair to state that minorities have been stopped in the street because local law enforcement felt that something unlawful was being done. This bill prevents situations like this from escalating to deportation measures. President Trump's first visit to California was under much hostility as our state was defending itself from the administration's suit against the bill. As the Public Policy Institute of California states, 27% of California's population is foreign-born. Half of California children have at least one immigrant parent, which means that the state holds dear connections with immigrants. The administration seeks to reform SB 54, yet their resistance against the reform is strong. To combat the cities that aren't falling in line behind Trump, the administration has attempted to withhold funds as punishment, but that only makes their mentality that much stronger. LA Weekly stated that in April, the city of San Francisco and Santa Clara County sued in federal court to successfully block an attempt by the Trump administration to withhold funds. Whether or not a Californian is with or against Trump, SB 54 provides a fair and just outcome for California. It punishes those who break the law and protects the innocent from law enforcement. California houses a quarter of the nation's immigration population, and as such, we should do as much as we can to protect our families and communities. This has been Jonathan Gonzalez for El Popo News Online. Let us know what you think about SB 54.